Good Saturday morning and welcome inside the 977 The Bold Studios for another edition of Coach's Corner, presented, of course, by Vinny's Barbecue, Vinny's Barbecue in Dakota City. Almost unfathomably with this weather, it's time to start talking track and field. Last week, we previewed the girls' side of things with head coach Dean Clausen. This week, live in studio, we have Greg Wickett, who's the boys' coach. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have built this thing into a perennial powerhouse. 23 North Central Conference championships, and again, one last year. How have you guys done it? What has been the recipe for success for the program?
Well, it started long, long before me. I think our first conference championships around 1925, somewhere in there. So it's a long kind of road back, you know. Mm-hmm. It's traditionally been a good track town. You know, there's people in the community that promote running. They like track and field. They've been around it. You know, that you run our home meet, and you get all the volunteers in the community to come out and run that thing, and great support. And they just know track and they appreciate it. And it's fun to kind of be able to coach in a situation like that, because, you know, I remember running for Coach Bunn back in the old days, you know, and Coach Mock, of course, you know, been doing it for 50 years or so, and just having some good people in the program for a lot of years. I was handed a pretty a pretty good program back when I started doing this, and I just hope that we've upheld our end of the bargain, and I feel good about where it's at right now.
Now, talk about your roster this year, Coach. Obviously, you graduated some talent from last year, but there's still – the cupboard's not bare. There's obviously a lot of talent left over from a conference championship team last year. What does your roster look like this year?
Yeah, I mean, we did lose some good seniors, but we've got some good guys coming back. We've only got three seniors this year. It's always been kind of a small class for us, but those three seniors, they pack a lot of points for us. And, you know, with Denny Peterson, he's a multi-year state qualifier, and he's going to run everything from, you know, the even up to eights to down to twos, and even maybe in the 4x1 once in a while. Good all-around kind of utility guy for us. Trevor Saturn, again, he's a state qualifier in the shuttle. He's going to primarily be in the hurdle events, but we are going to have to use some of those hurdlers this year to run some sprints and help us with our depths in our sprints. Joseph Shaner, too, he's kind of a high jump specialist. He's really been looking good so far this year, and if we can keep him healthy — he's fighting an IT band issue right now — but if we can keep him healthy, he'll definitely help out in the high jump. But those three seniors, they're small, but they're providing good leadership so far with us. You know, as far as juniors go, that's a pretty good sized class. We've got nine juniors on the team, and they're Michael Brightley, Calvin Carlson, Noah Helmer, Joseph Kuhnert, Brandon Landholt, Justin Jones, Sawyer Savory, Owen Twilliger, and Tyler Witsum. And those guys, that's a great class. That's kind of the core where we're at right now. You know, Michael's going to be in the throws primarily with Calvin, Noah. They're kind of middle distance specialists. And Kuhnert is going to be a two-miler for us. Could even drop down to an eight. You know, Justin and Owen have been our throws guys for almost now. This is their third year. They got thrown in there as freshmen, which is kind of nice. Now they're going to be able to, you know, Mr. Mock always used to say it takes about till they're juniors to become good throwers, especially with the disc, you know. And so those guys are looking great this year so far, and looking to have kind of a breakout season with those two, I think. And, you know, Sawyer and Tyler, again, they're both hurdlers, sprinters. They're gonna definitely help in those events. They're looking good so far this year, and looking big things from them. You know, Brandon Landholt, he's first time out, and I like what I see so far. He's going to be in that sprint group. He can run some twos for us, and probably even some 400s. And so definitely, you know, as far as the junior class go, it's a pretty deep class. Sophomores, we got a lot of talent coming back there too, with, you know, Caden Baker, Devin Kuhn, Donovan Freuslin, Davion Goodell, Jamie Hines, Carter Krikow, Grant Keenis, and Matt Miller. You know, we got several state qualifiers in that group with Jamie and Matt. You know, Caden and Devin with that middle distance guys there. They've looked great. They helped us out last year. We look for more of the same from them. Donovan Freuslin is really – and Davion Goodell, too. They've looked really good so far in the throws. They got quick feet, those two, and they'll definitely help us out and kind of take the place, I think, of maybe Owen and Justin as they get older with things. And Grant Keenis, his first time out, we're sharing him with golf, and he looks like a discus thrower, and I think we can get him going with that. He's nice and long and
good
and everything. And, you know, Carter Krikow has joined us late here, but he's a thrower, too, and going to be looking to get better. And so, you know, top three grades, I'm really excited about what we're doing. And you mix in some of those talented freshmen I think we got coming in, and I think they can do some nice things.
When you talk about sharing kids with golf, what sort of, problems does that incur? I mean, does it cause problems, or how do you manage, you know, kids going out for golf and sharing time with golf coaches and their golf responsibilities with their track responsibilities?
Yeah, you know, and first and foremost, it comes down to communication, communication with the kids and the parents and between coaches. And we sat down and have a meeting. We sit down and have a meeting with the parents and the AD. You know, Greg helps us out with that. And we just set out a schedule that we know where they're going to be every night for practice. We know where they're going to be for meets and golf meets, I suppose, too. You know,
right.
You know, we know where they're going to be. There's no confusion. We don't make any last-minute changes to that if we can help it. And honestly, golf and track are kind of naturals together because you can do your workouts individually. They can go out and get their round in by themselves or with a couple guys, not necessarily in practice. And we can
right.
do the same thing with track. You know, yesterday morning we got up early with the golfers and ran them at 7 o'clock in the morning. Then they went to golf after school. You know, today they're going to probably do both where we already practice in the morning and they're going to go to golf this afternoon. And so as long as you kind of communicate and everybody's on the same page, it helps both programs. You know, we for sure don't win the conference championship last year without our dual sport golfers, you know, and I know the golf team is looking really good this year and they're going to contribute there too. So, you know, if a kid can handle it, the extra time that it's good for them and it's good for both programs.
Talking boys track and field with head coach Greg Wickett. Now every conference championship is special. Last year's was by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
Yeah.
Talk about where that ranks in your accolades that you've had as a coach.
Well, we doubled our win from the year before. The year before we were a half a point, and last year it was a whole point. You know, and you know, it's just I can remember being on the final curve before that last race last year, talking to Coach Thomas, and of course Drew was leading off that 4x4 that we probably shouldn't have beaten Iowa Falls with, and we were down there talking. You know, in your career, you got so few chances of everything coming together just right, and it's going to be a shame that we missed out on last year. You know, just by one race, and then we're down there watching that thing, and our kids are stepping up, and we end up winning that thing. You know, in one of the greatest 4x4s I've ever seen. We had no business beating Iowa Falls. They were 2-3 seconds faster all year than us, had already beaten us over
right.
the course of the year. And it's just, it was a special moment for those kids, you know, watching Denny come around that last curve and holding the kid, the conference champion, by the way, off in the last 100 and burying him there. And then everybody mobbing him at the end. That was a great one. You know, that was, they're all special, but that was a pretty cool way to finish that one. You know, the year before, my son Mason was carrying the stick at the very end, and you know, that's a pretty big one. I mean, for me as a
right.
a dad and a coach, but
right.
but the last 2 years have been exciting, and you know, it's hard to put everything's different. You know, in 2007 we won it by about 95 points, and so
right.
that was a good team too. But
finished third in state that year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and so you know, that it's just they're all different, they're all fun, and you just it track meets when you're in the points race are just fun, period. And to be able to throw that together and have it come out on our end, you know, it was kind of fun. And what it does do, it makes you want to do it again. And
right.
so our kids got that experience, and so far they're, you know, they're excited about it this year, and they kind of go through the process and see where we come out, and hopefully, you know, we'll be in the race at least at the end.
Right, and you talk about that. How does the conference look this year? Who are the talented returners? Who's going to be tough for you guys?
You know, I think it's going to be the same 2-3 teams at the top this year. You know, Algona, they perennially are all always around, you know, as far as the conference. They won it, 7, 8, 9 times in a row before we got a couple. But, you know, they've got some good kids. The Engen kid is a good distance guy. You know, you've got a couple good sprinters, young sprinters, I hear. There's some freshmen too that are decent. So, you know, they're going to be there. They get a ton of kids out, and they're a good track program. And Iowa Falls again, you know, they lost the Boomsma middle distance guy. He was a lot of points for them, but again, they've got great sprinters. They've got the conference champion back in the 400 again. You know, they got Tajon Rose is a senior now. He's faster than heck. So it just depends on how things shake down. It depends on, you got to be well-rounded.
Right.
You know, last year we double placed in every event at conference except for two. And you know, that's what you got to do. You got to have depth, and you got to have guys spread out the right way, and then you got to have a little luck. And so,
right.
so it'll be fun to see how it shapes up. You know, in a month I'll know a lot more after I see everybody. But I like what we're doing. You know, we can just control that, and that's where we're concentrating right now.
Right. Talk about your staff. You guys have a pretty talented staff. How much do you lean on them?
Oh, a ton. You know, especially this year, we added a couple of throws coaches this year. But the guys we're working with this year, Ryan Bowman's been with me for several years. He's one of my assistants. He works with the sprinters and distance guys. He's kind of my swing guy. Brian Juergens is a part-time, halftime coach, and when he can't be there, I move Ryan around a little. But Brian Juergens, again, he knows running. He comes from Eagle Grove with their tradition of cross-country and distance stuff, so he works with our guys there, and he's a great asset, been with me for a long time. And then we added Jared Hatcher and Ross Peterson, his throws coaches, volunteering, which takes a lot of pressure off of me. They love the throws. You know, they're both good throwers back in the day. Right. They got their coaching, and they're just all over those guys. You know, they are able to break it down, and they get them in the weight room training and doing plyos, and you know, it's just gives me a little bit of freedom to bounce back and forth where I can see everybody. And so you're not going to probably find a better staff around than that group of guys. You know, my dad helped me out last year too. You know, he's been coaching track in Humboldt for 45 some years. He comes in once in a while and takes a peek at what we're doing, and I lean on him a little bit for some things, you know, not only just as a dad, but an assistant too. So there's a lot of knowledge around, and you got to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Well, good preview as always, Coach. Thanks for coming in. Hey, before we let you go, how's Mason doing at BB?
Doing fine. They're going to be starting spring ball here in a couple weeks, I think, and square things away with the academics here in the spring. And he's getting big. So
yeah. So, he got a lot of snaps last year, which was cool to see.
Yep, he's enjoying that.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time today, Coach. Always a pleasure to catch up, talk track. We look forward to the season and how it unfolds.
Yep. Thank you.
Vinny's Barbecue Restaurant and Catering in Dakota City. With award-winning barbecue using their own rub recipes, smoker, and sauces. From brisket to ribs to pulled pork and everything in between, you'll love what you're eating. Vinny's in Dakota City, pulling pork since 2005. Wow, that's good barbecue. Vinny's Barbecue in Dakota City is a proud sponsor of Wildcat Sports.